Yuddhakand, chapter number 99, the death of Mahaparsha. The recitation begins now. The loss of Mahodar roused Mahaparsha to uncontrollable fury, and his arrows destroyed the forces of Angada. His arrows cut off the heads of the monkeys from their bodies like a strong gale flowing down the ripe fruits of a palm tree. Some had their sides cloven, some had their arms shorn off. Mahaparsha kept up a never-ceasing downpour of arrows that made the hearts of the monkeys faint. They lost all order for battle and grew confused and desperate. Angada could not brook the pitiable plight of his forces, harassed thus by the foe. He increased his speed as the tides of the ocean rise and swell during the conjunction of the fortnight. He snatched a parigha fashioned of iron, gleaming like the rays of the sun, and brought it down upon Mahaparsha. The blow was strong enough to hurl the Rakshasas down senseless from his car and his driver with him. Then Jambavan, like a mountain of inky blackness, sprang from his place among his troops and smashed to dust the car and the horses of the Rakshasa. After an hour, Mahaparsha came back to his senses and beset Angada sorely with his arrows. Jambavan was pierced in his chest with 3 arrows, and Gavaksha was cloven by many. Angry at the agony they suffered, Angada whirled aloft with both hands a dreadful parigha and threw it with immense force at his foe. Charged with angry speed, the weapon smashed the enemy's bow, arrows, and the headdress. Then Angada leapt upon him and gave him a tremendous slap on his face, but it roused further the wrath of the Rakshasa. He snatched with his hand a huge battle axe and, whirling it round and round, sent it against Angada. It blazed in splendor, being polished every day with potent oils. It was hard like a huge mountain, and none could stay or break it. It fell with a dreadful force on the left shoulder of the monkey hero, who lightly foiled it with his huge fist. And relentless as the vajra of Indra, he struck Mahaparsha fair and square on his breast. Now Angada was equal to his father Vali in strength and valor. He noted the vital spot of his enemy and hit at the very heart of Mahaparsha with unerring aim, and the Rakshasa fell down and died instantly, his heart smashed to a pulp. The forces that followed him were sore beset. Ravana was beside himself with wrath. Indra and the gods that raised the sky shouted with delight and enthusiasm. The monkeys roared like lions at the victory achieved, and their combined sound entered the houses, ports, and towers of Lanka. The sound roused the ruler of the Rakshasas to mad fury, and he hastened back to the battlefield. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapatiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.